Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Tonight, the Prime Minister will chair the First Minister's meeting with premiers across the country. One of the priorities will be to discuss the distribution of personal protective equipment for frontline workers. Several provinces, including Quebec and Ontario, fear that they will face a shortage within the week. Over the last few days, Canada has secured more protective equipment. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Over the last few weeks, in the face of an unprecedented challenge, we've seen all levels of government cooperating on a response. And going forward, that collaboration will become even more important. We will be there to support the provinces and territories with whatever they need. This includes sending personal protective equipment and other supports for the healthcare system. Last night, we received a shipment of over 1 million masks to a Hamilton warehouse. I know that people there have been working overnight to validate these supplies. This is in addition to the 10 million masks that have come in over the last days and are being distributed to the provinces and territories as quickly as possible.
In mid-March, Canada's plan to mobilize industry was launched. Under the plan, the government is working with domestic manufacturers to shift production to medical equipment during COVID-19. Over 3,000 companies have offered to help with the efforts, and contracts have already been signed with a handful of them. The Prime Minister also said Thursday that data sharing will be a priority moving forward. Provinces and territories will work to coordinate and share consistent and up-to-date COVID-19 numbers and modeling. Unlike other countries, Canada has yet to release the various possible scenarios that the country may face during the COVID-19 crisis. There is a new online system in place for the financial assistance requests that will be submitted by Canadians. Applications for the Canadian Emergency Relief Benefit will be made there. Those who have not already applied for employment insurance will be able to register. The federal government site is live and will be accessible starting Monday. The president of the Treasury Board, Jean-Yves Duclos.
Canadians will be directed towards a service option that best fits their circumstances. The address is canada.ca/coronavirus-CERB. It is the same page for everyone. Demands will be accepted starting on April the 6th.
They are expecting a large amount of applications, so they're asking Canadians to apply in a particular order according to your date of birth. People who were born in January, February, or March can access the site on April 6th. People born in April, May, and June can apply on April 7th. People born in July, August, or September can apply on April 8th. And those born in October, November, and December will have access on April 9th. The government is recommending that Canadians choose direct deposit, which would guarantee payment in 3 to 5 days. If they choose to be paid by check, the money should arrive by mail in less than 10 days, according to the government. The government gave an update on the pandemic's impact in Indigenous communities. As of noon on Thursday, there are 15 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Indigenous communities. The government has said that the health and safety of First Nation, Inuit, and Métis people is a priority, as they are among the most vulnerable. During the pandemic, those in fly-in only and remote areas are particularly vulnerable. Last week, the government announced $305 million for the Indigenous Community Support Fund to help with immediate needs related to COVID-19. The measures will help with food insecurity, support for vulnerable community members and elders, supports in education for children, mental health and emergency services, and COVID-19 preparedness. The government has also requested that upcoming elections be postponed. They are working now with communities to prepare for natural disasters like spring flooding and forest fires. As of noon on April 2nd, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 10,466 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 111 deaths. Over 260,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 2nd. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.